And now, James Gravel.
How much do you know about God's Word, the Bible? In our last presentation, we discussed the fact of the Bible's inspiration at the hand of God and ended by asking each of our listeners to join us in this presentation to learn how inspiration impacts human salvation. Thank you for joining us today as we examine this most important topic. From Genesis through Revelation, the Bible makes one thing crystal clear. Every accountable human being who has ever lived has sinned against God, with the exception of God's Son, Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, we read in 1 Kings 8, verse 46, "There is no one who does not sin." In the New Testament, we read in Romans 3, verse 23, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." The question is not, have we sinned against God? We have. The question is God willing to forgive us so that we be saved from our sins against Him? The answer to this is, yes, He is. As Jesus Himself said in John 3, verse 16, "God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." But just believing in Jesus Christ will not save a person. There are other things that an individual must do if he wishes to avail himself of the forgiveness that God offers and the salvation that accompanies such forgiveness. In addition to believing that Christ is God's Son, a person must also repent of his past sins. When a person repents, that action on his part indicates that he is genuinely sorry for what he has done and that he will strive not to repeat such sinful behavior in the future. Jesus said in Luke 13, verse 3, "Unless you repent, you will all perish." A person must also be willing to confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. In Romans 10, verse 10, Paul wrote, "With the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Then that person must be baptized, that is, immersed in water, for the remission of his sins. In Acts 2, verse 38, Peter told the Jews, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins." Are you a Christian? If not, we urge you to do what the Bible says to be saved.